There's just one more thing that I need to tell you about. One day I found Jesus waiting for me at the door when I came home. And there was this arresting look in his eye. As I came inside, he said to me, "You know, there's a peculiar odor in this house. There's something dead around here. It's upstairs. I think it's in the hall closet." As soon as he said this, I knew exactly what he was talking about. Yes, there was this small closet up there on the landing. It's just a few square feet, and in that closet behind lock and key, I have one or two little personal things that I don't want anyone to know about, and I certainly didn't want Christ to see them. I knew that they were dead, rotting things that were left over from my old life. But I loved them, and I wanted them for myself, and I was afraid to admit that they were there. So reluctantly, I went up to him and I said, "Let's go upstairs." But as we went up the stairs, the odor got stronger and stronger. And then he pointed at the door. "It's in there. There's something dead in there." I was so angry. I guess that's the only way that I can put it. You know, I'd given him access to the kitchen and to the family room and to my living room and to my bedroom and even to my study. And now he's asking me about this little 2x4 closet. I said to myself, "This is just too much. I'm not going to give you the key." "Well," he said, reading my thoughts, "if you think I'm going to stay up here on the second floor with this odor, you're mistaken. I'll just take my bed out to the back porch. I just can't put up with this odor." And then I saw him turn and leave. When you've come to know and to love Jesus, the worst thing that can happen is to sense that his fellowship is retreating from you. I had to surrender. "Jesus, I'll give you the key," I said sadly. "But Lord, you'll have to open the closet and to clean it out. I haven't the strength to do it." "I know," he said. "I know you haven't. Just give me the key. Please authorize me to take care of this closet and I'll do it." So I passed him the key and he took it from my hand. And he walked over to the door, and he opened it, and he entered it, and he took out all that putrefying, rotten stuff, and he just threw it away. And then he cleaned the closet, and he painted it, and he fixed it up, doing it all in a moment's time. You have no idea how awesome it is to have all that dead stuff out of my life.